Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
This is a team that shouldn't have been 500. This is a team that should have been one of the best teams in the league, and it feels like they clicked on that push to get into the playoffs. They clicked on, and it's been full speed go since then.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it was definitely one of those, like they say in swimming, if you have a lane, you have a chance. And it's the same kind of thing. Like, if you make it into the WNBA playoffs, you have a chance. You have a very strong chance. And so once they got into the semifinals, and Connecticut didn't look like Connecticut, like everything came together. And it was the very first game of the season. The Sky played the Washington Mystics, and nothing looks quite like it. They just look fantastic. All of the fast breaks and seeing how Kelia and Candace clicked and all of this, it was so exciting. And then Candace got hurt, and then Ellie Quigley got hurt, and then Steph had to leave to go do Olympic stuff. And there were all these little things that happened, but now by the end of the season, everybody's together. Everybody, knock on wood, is healthy. It was a clean injury report yesterday. So when you have all of those things and you have all of those weapons and you have a team that also trust their coach, which they do, some really special things can happen.
Make me a bicycle clown!
It's a Monday, y'all. Let's get it! Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I am here with you until 2 o'clock. There's a lot of stuff for us to discuss as it pertains to the Bears. Congratulations to the Chicago Sky for winning a championship. We will spend some time talking about them on today's show as well. I want to get into this. I don't even want to call it beef, but it's just stupid. I get that Eddie is very sensitive. Roll Tide. About his tackling. But it's all on film, fam. All of it is on film. So we will spend some time talking about that. Aaron Rodgers puts y'all more in your feelings than any other athlete. It's already like on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/Chicago670Score, where you can listen to the show, you can be inside the chat, you can watch the show.
Twitch.
There's already someone. Lawrence was a big fan of Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. Yeah, I'm a big fan of him today, too. I like Aaron Rodgers, and I want him to get all of his money. And I want him to be happy because he's one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever lived.
I'm waiting for somebody to point out the lie.
Right. Like, I love that it was supposed to be some sort of, like, gotcha. Like, Lawrence was pro Aaron Rodgers this season. Yes. And I stay that way. Herbie, you should have seen some of the stuff that people sent me on Twitter. Where it was like, well, he's man enough to yell I still own you, but he's not man enough to hang out with his family. His family seems to suck. You don't want to hang out with him? You want to hang out with Jordan Rodgers?
No.
Exactly. No one else, no individual in the last decade does this to Chicago fans. No individual. And here's the thing. You do it because you love him. You do it because you wish he was yours. You wish that you had a quarterback that rolled into Lambeau, scores on the touchdown, and is like, I still own you. You wish that you had, like, Herbie, this is the town of Javier Baez and Tim Anderson. But don't let the quarterback of Green Bay, who has owned you for 14 years, say, oh, he's classless. That's some other stuff that I got yesterday. And I just started dying laughing. No other guy does this to Chicago fans. None.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps it on.
He had some choice words there for the crowd.
Greg Olsen trying to clean it all up. It was a great moment. You can be mad if you want to. You can be mad at me if you want to. I don't care. Because I still own you too. That man went and ripped your heart out yet again. And you thought he wasn't going to do it. Someone said to me on Twitter, he's Thanos. You're right. He walked up in there. He is inevitable. We're all waiting on your own Iron Man. Maybe it's Justin Fields. But it wasn't yesterday, partially because they didn't really let him. But it's fine. He rose up in here, and you were thinking because he's a hippie now that he's not going to turn your lights out for you. You're like, oh, well, he's been out hosting Jeopardy and eating twigs and growing out a greasy mullet. He won't be able to beat the Bears. He does still own you. And you love it. You love it. Just admit it. You wish he was yours. You wish that you thought it would be Cutler because Cutler had some of that in him. But he wasn't good enough. He had all the stuff, but wasn't good enough. You can't wait until you have a guy like that, that talks his ish and backs it up. It's one thing to have a trash-talking dude be a central figure of your franchise. It's another thing to back it up. That's why we love Tim Anderson. That's why we love Javi Baez. There's room for guys like Chris Bryant and Jose Abreu. Absolutely. But we love Tim Anderson because he backs it up. We loved Javi Baez because he backed it up. And now y'all mad because Aaron Rodgers is out here backing it up on y'all. It's hysterical. So I want to take some time and talk about villainy. Because I have a theory on villainy and what it is about Aaron Rodgers that stokes your passion so high. I'll do that next with you here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Herbie, I love it. I get to troll some of these people. Like, most people get what's happening here. Like, most people, like, if you look on the text line, most people are like, yeah, you're right. Like, I do hate him because he's so great, and I kind of love him, and I kind of wish he was our guy. And the thing is about Aaron Rodgers, and this is about villainy inside of sports anyway. What makes a good villain in sports is that the guy has to be kind of likable. Like, we know who the real villains are, like the worst, some of the worst people in sports. But Rodgers isn't like that, at least from what we know of him. He isn't like that. He's quirky. But for the most part, if you ran into him, you would probably like him. And the fact that he's been doing this for a decade and a half, you know it's coming. And you fool yourself into thinking that it's not going to happen this time. And then it happens. Because he's one of the greatest that's ever done it. When it comes to a sports villain, and maybe villain's too strong of a word, although that's the way that people, like some dude called Bernstein and Rahimi today and were like, I hope he's out for 7 weeks and gets hurt. Like, that's just stupid. And it shows like how he's burrowed a hole into your mind. But I like a guy like that. I'll do my top five like sports villains tomorrow. I threw it out on Twitter for people, and they threw some stuff back. The fun part, like the fun time when there's a sports villainy of your favorite team, is when your team has someone who is willing to be like, I've had enough. We're going to push back now. It's part of the reason that Sox fans love AJ Pierzynski. What's the old saying about AJ? If you play against them, you hate them. And if you play with them, you hate them a little bit less. That's what Ozzy said, right? But White Sox fans love AJ because it's like, there's the guy, there's the annoying guy, and he gets under the other team's skin. I'm not saying that you can't have this hate. I just want you to understand where it comes from. It comes from a place of jealousy. And what you should be taking from this, instead of getting mad at me, you should be taking from it the fact that Rodgers has been doing this inside of a space where you haven't had a counterattack. Quarterback-wise. Defensively, you've had a couple of victories here and there. You had Urlacher and Briggs and Peppers and Tillman and Brown. Like, you had those guys, and it's like, well, we'll send these guys at them. And they did their best. But you never, ever had anyone quarterback-wise that could stand up to it. You had no champion that could go toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers. And before Aaron Rodgers, you had 15 years of Brett Favre to deal with. And he was kicking your ass. Brett Favre more of like a real-life villain than Aaron Rodgers is. But because Rodgers is smart, that he's not quite a meathead, that he thinks for himself, that he does have all the commercials that you have to watch, even when your team isn't playing him. He is in your face every day. And he wins.
And I think that Aaron Rodgers being kind of likable, like you were saying, by actual Bears fans.
Yes!
Is like seething for other Bears fans.
That's the point. That's what you know, some of the blockheads on Twitch like don't get. That's the point. That he is likable. And you're like, that guy sees all right. Damn, he keeps turning our lights out for us. You wish that he was a bad guy because then it would make sense. It would make sense. Like my Isaiah Thomas thing. Zeke's a bad dude. On top of being a foil for the Bulls, not a great guy. But with Rodgers, like, you know what? I hope he gets Jeopardy. Think about what you were thinking the afternoon of the draft. Bears fans acted like they had won the draft before the draft started. Why? Because there was strife between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. You wanted them out of here. And the reason you wanted them out of here is that you knew. And don't think that the troll job isn't something that Aaron Rodgers isn't planting into your soul. It's everything. It's him the week of the game talking about, man, you know, I sure love Chicago. I love that rivalry between us. I grew up watching Michael Jordan play on the Big G, which no one calls it, WGN, and watch Cubs games. And, oh, shucks. It's just so great when these two franchises get together. And then what happens? The laser, like, sight reading thing clicks on. And he gets you. He goes into cyborg mode and he gets you. And then he has an emotional outburst and you don't know what to do with yourself but yell at me. I just think it's great. So I started thinking about villains. And people threw a lot at me. I said, who's your favorite like Chicago sports villain? Meaning an antagonist. And I saw a lot of Jerry Reinsdorf. I saw the McCaskies. I saw Tribune Company. But also, like, Torrey Hunter was that for me. As a White Sox fan, I hated Torrey Hunter. Torrey Hunter, I've interacted with Torrey Hunter since. He seems like a really great guy. And would I have loved for him to have been on the White Sox in the early 2000s? You're damn right I would have. Because he had the right type of sandpaper that we were hoping White Sox teams would have for years and years and years. Listen to Ed Farmer's anguish here.
Good lead away from first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a long one to center field. Hunter to the track. He's to the wall. He leaps. He caught it. He robs him of a home run.
Of course he did.
Oh, my. Oh, brother, stop it. Get out of town. Get out of town.
Yes. And it felt like any ball that was close to being a homer for the White Sox in the Twinkie Dome, Torrey Hunter was going to go climb a wall and bring it back. And when he wasn't doing that, he was ending Jamie Burke, just running him down. And you hated it, but then when he would step on home plate, you go, I wish our guys did that. And that's what the Aaron Rodgers thing is. That's what it is. You see him march in here like a conquering hero for 15 years. And just once, you love to see a Bears quarterback play toe-to-toe with him. And there's some that have come close. But that quarterback's probably going to be gone. And what remains? 12. 12 remains. And I know some of you are like, bleep 12. I get that. 12 remains. He's Thanos, man. And you hate it. You hate it. Am I living in your hatred today? Yes. Am I enjoying it a little bit? Yes. It's fun for me. Just because I understand where it comes from, and I want you to try to understand where it comes from so that you can be better, that you can laugh at it. Because that's, at the end of it, your blood's boiling, but you know you wish you had a quarterback who would have done the exact same thing that Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. You wish at some point that Jay Cutler was good enough to be able to do that. You're hoping that Justin Fields at some point will be good enough that he could go up to Lambeau Field and be like, I still own you 10 years from now. It's okay to like him. My family hates the Packers and so do I. It's okay to admire Aaron Rodgers. Because you all wish that you had one. I'll talk about the Bears offense coming up next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Rodgers lifts his leg, takes the snap. Here comes a big push up front. Off 1 foot, throws. Adams the catch behind Johnson, 35. Broken tackle, Johnson into the secondary, and Adams does a backflip into the end zone, a front flip, I should say. And the Packers get the big play from the 38-yard line. They go 62 yards, running away from Johnson. Eddie Jackson rolling couldn't bring him down or get him out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Oh, they do say he's out of bounds.
21.5-yard line, goodness. First down.
Thank goodness.
So, technically, Eddie Jackson made the tackle. Right? Way to go, Eddie. Herbie, did we ever get those sample boxes of BoJack cereal?
No.
Oh. I hear they had cinnamon in them. I'm always down for that. Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Valiant effort from the Bears defense yesterday, except for all that play. There was a lot wrong on that play. You had Jalen Johnson look like he was loafing a bit, or he was handing Adams off to Eddie Jackson. I'm still not sure which one it was, but if you watch the play, even when he catches the ball, it didn't look like JJ was running as hard as he could. Dynamite! Like, he wasn't going as hard as he could, which is unfortunate. Luckily, Adams did step out of bounds. So that play in particular didn't turn into a touchdown. The bigger issue for the Bears yesterday was their offense going to sleep for two quarters. You had a really excellent first quarter. It was exactly the way that you would want to draw it up. Your defense got after Aaron Rodgers. You were able to get him on the ground with your front four, like the way that you draw it up. And then you go down the field and you score. I go back to the idea of the adjustment aspect of it. It's an overused term in our business. I freely admit that. Because of the small amount of time that teams have for halftime. It's 12 minutes. It's enough to go to the bathroom, eat a banana, get a couple of coaching points, and head out for the second half of the game. That's the players, though. The coaches should be adjusting in real time. Play to play, series to series, quarter to quarter, half to half, what have you. They should be looking at what works and why, or what doesn't work and why, and then adjust off of that. And it just feels like when we're talking about the Bears offense, there hasn't been enough of that. And I think that we are far beyond the place of wondering if it's the quarterback. Because you keep getting different quarterbacks and the results keep being the same. Is it possible that all the quarterbacks aren't good? Yes.
is it more likely that offensive strategy needs to be retooled and figured out? I think so. Let me throw some numbers your way. This Bears team right now, points per game, and granted you are starting a rookie quarterback now, 16.3 points per game. That ranks 30th in the league. I think the Texans and the Jets are worse. Now let's talk about yards per play. The great ones talk about, especially in passing, but you want to be 6.5, 7 yards per play. You want to be around there. The Bears are in the bottom with yards per play. With 4.3, they're with teams like the Jets and the Dolphins and the Lions. Herbie, I told you, if they didn't get a win, all of that good loss stuff for the Lions was going to eventually erode. And now it's eroded where Dan Campbell's like, we need more out of the quarterback. Well, yeah, he's limited. Go bite the kneecap off. But you had, I don't think that yesterday was a complete failure. And people got mad at me about that too. It wasn't a complete failure. The goal, obviously, is to win. But secondarily, your goal is to make Justin Fields better. And I thought that there were moments, and there were also learning moments, where he wasn't very good. And there are things that he can learn from it. You may have found something with Khalil Herbert. In the snaps that he's been given, he's been proven to be a weapon. And a different type of weapon than David Montgomery is. I don't know if Damian Williams is vaccinated. It would seem like he isn't. But that might end up costing you your job. Hope it was worth it. But Herbert came in there and averaged 5 yards per carry yesterday. Got 19 touches in the game and had a touchdown. It finally seemed like maybe they've unlocked something with Cole Kmet. Like, the numbers aren't crazy, but it's a step in the right direction where he got targeted 5 times. He made 4 catches for 49 yards. In the middle of the field, he was doing work. But you can't have these prolonged absences of offense. You put 2 goose eggs on the board in the second and third quarter. That can't happen. And especially not the second, as the second half starting, your possession coming out, it always seems, I need to do some research on this, but it always seems as if that is a big bugaboo for Matt Nagy. That the other team has got you figured out as you start that first series of the second half, and you're kind of stuck going, We'll continue the conversation. Big Ant Heron is going to join me. We'll talk about the Bears. We'll ask him what he saw in yesterday's game, and we will do that next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.